Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Crackle me!
Oh, happy Friday, everyone! Welcome. Spring has sprung, bitch.
Today at 11:30, I'm gonna be in my Snooki Shop, Huntington, New York store. I'm cutting the ribbon. It's gonna be like a fun celebration. So if you guys are in the area, come on down. And if it happened already, sorry you missed out. But 11:30 today at Huntington, I'm gonna be cutting the ribbon. I'll be there in store. I'll check you out. And then I'm going to do like a little celebratory lunch.
Wait, do you have to bring your own? Is it BYOR at an event like that? Or does the town bring the ribbon?
Yeah, the town brings the ribbon. Can you imagine? I had to like buy those big scissors.
You went to Michael's and bought like some like old Easter ribbon that they had on sale.
No. So Huntington has been amazing. So I will be there in a little bit, but I just stuffed my face with almonds.
Wait a second. I had a busy day.
Did you ever eat these?
Wait, hold them still. Let Nana put her readers on. Pull it out. Pull it back. Okay, roasted garlic. Just read them to me.
It's Kirkland. Oh,
put it by your face. Put it by your face. There we go. Roasted garlic and herb, seasoned almonds. Okay, I'm going to say one thing right away. I would eat that whole bag probably.
Oh, it's so freaking good. And it's almonds, so like we're still being skinny. But it feels like you're having bread and oil, kind of, because of the garlic and then the oil and everything.
How much?
And if you eat 25 pieces, it's 170 calories.
That's not bad. How much sodium? 780.
Or sodium.
1020.
So a percentage or a milligrams?
Eat both.
So sodium is 160 milligrams.
Oh my God. 160?
Yeah, it's not great there, but,
That's not high.
It's delicious.
No, 160 is not high. Are you sure it's not 1060?
No, it's 160. I feel like 160 is high.
Oh, it's low. 160 is not a lot of sodium.
There's a little carbs in it, so it's 5 grams of carbs.
How much fiber?
Fiber, are we 95? Fiber is 3 grams.
Oh, so dietary it's only fiber. It's only 2 net carbs then.
Calm down, ew. So... Wait. I just had like 40 of these and delicious. My breath smells, but it's fine.
I had a doctor's appointment today to find out my true gender. I got my labs done too late, so they couldn't tell me if I was a man or a woman just yet. But don't worry, I'll be doing a gender reveal shortly.
I wonder what you are.
I know.
I'm feeling more male because like you've been like in the gym and like been flexing and shit. Like calm down.
But I'll have to find out for sure and see if I have to go on medication to correct my hormone imbalance. On top of that, I went to the gym today as well with a trainer and
you didn't do your cold plunge video.
Because I need someone to film it for me. I have to have like Bae come with me to the place and do it because I can't have my trainer watch me do that. It's embarrassing.
I showed Joey my cold plunge video.
I wish I could show you everyone. Why do you wear
horrendous?
Why do you wear pants in the cold plunge?
Because I'm scared like Gianni's gonna walk in. I don't want him to see me disgusting.
Like slob kebab naked?
Yeah. So I do like my high waist pants to like cover my disgustingness. And then I do a sports bra. And then, I went in today. I did an hour. I almost did like 2 hours of cardio because I watched Love is Blind reunion. We'll talk about that. Oh, but then I went in the cold plunge. And yeah, I sent Joey a video of me doing the cold plunge. And it wasn't cute. It's not cute.
No, you look like everyone looks like that. It's a terrifying thing. But I went.
I look like Ursula.
Stop emerging from her cocoon. Do you know when you're on a diet, you eat the most random shit? Like, you ever see those videos? That's what I felt like. I just had my lunch, and I felt like one of those, you know those plates they have for dogs for, like, big, like, Great Danes and German Shepherds? It looks like a puzzle, and then you put, like, a little bit of, like, little raw meat in here, and then a little, like, some green, some, like, vegetables in this.
Oh, yeah.
Egg,
yeah.
And then, like, some Greek yogurt smashed in, and then a couple kibbles, and, like, it's like, that's
right. Yeah, I tried that for Rocky. He didn't like it.
That's exactly what I felt like I was just eating my lunch. I literally went in the fridge. I got like grilled chicken that I had from the Trader Joe. And then I had raw broccoli, like not even cut up, just like big chunks of fucking broccoli. I put in a bowl. Then I cooked Greek yogurt.
You're gonna fart.
Dumped that in there. I had some pistachios I saw there. I put that in. I literally was like eating out of the bowl like a fucking German Shepherd. And it's like the most disgusting food. And then I put some hot sauce on it. I'm like, Like when you're on a diet, you just need to get, you're ravenous when you come back from the thing. You don't even care what it looks like or tastes like.
You're
just like,
I know, because you're starving. And, but you're starving. Trying to still eat healthy. My new thing that I do, and Gianni loves it, I get broccoli and I smash it a little. And then I put it in the air fryer and you do, you know, a little olive oil, garlic salt, and then till it gets like crispy and brown, like a little burnt, but not really. And then after that, when it comes out and it's all hot and shit, you put Parmesan cheese on it, like a sprinkle. Bitch, I can live on that.
Oh my God, I have to show you something. Girl, so I'm trying to like not eat a lot of, because I have high cholesterol, so I'm trying not to eat a lot of dairy. I mean, the meats I eat are like lean meats, but I'm trying to like not to eat like steak, like red meat and dairy. My doctor says stay away from those things for me, like eggs, like those high cholesterol things. So I think I'm not chewing a lot of cheese. Normally, I would love to put tons of Parmesan cheese on everything.
I love cheese. It's
so good. But nutritional yeast is like a vegan alternative.
Yeast?
It's nutritional yeast. You would love it.
Oh, that reminds me of a yeast infection.
No, it's nothing like that. So there's a regular flavor. For Bragg's, he's had it for the regular flavors forever. I just found this in Whole Foods yesterday. They have flavored ones now. You put this on anything, it tastes just like nacho cheese, almost like, you know that smart food popcorn, like white cheddar, white smart food popcorn?
Yes.
That kind of cheesy flavor, that's exactly what it is. So you put it on anything.
Not bad.
It's delicious. There's no there's 35 calories in it. But it's the most delicious thing, and it's perfect when you want that cheesy, like flavor on anything. You put it in salad dressing, you put it on pastas, mix it in with salads, put it in your dressings, anything, and it tastes so good. But now they have flavors and has 5 grams of protein in it. This one's for Bragg's. This is the roasted garlic flavor. And this is smoked.
Oh, I just can't the yeast name.
I know that's, but it's once you taste it, Nick, you're going to love it. So if you're watching calories, like not calories, your cholesterol, I would do the broccoli with this, but I just had to tell everyone about my new find.
I love it.
Oh, it smells so good. It looks
and
like
also, Crusaders, don't sleep on the Gigi crackers because we still love those. Yeah. Gigi crackers. So you have to like get used to the taste. You got to get used to the taste. Yes, because it tastes like cardboard. But my favorite thing to do with the Gigi crackers is you do the sauce and then you put some cheese, mozzarella cheese, put it in the microwave for a little bit and then eat that as pizzas. Freaking bomb. Freaking good. Like that could be like all I eat for lunch, like perfect. And then I also, in the morning, if I'm doing a breakfast, like, you know, going to do an early workout, I need to eat something. So I'll do a Gigi cracker with some ketchup and then ketchup. A little bit of eggs. Yeah, okay. A little bit of eggs and Taylor ham.
Ooh.
Oh, it's freaking bomb.
But ladies,
so I can eat that if I know I'm training.
Ladies, if you're trying to cut weight and be healthy and lower cholesterol, just be all around good, fiber is going to be your number one friend. I'm telling you now, I had a dietitian for years, Tanya Zuckerbrot, and she taught me these systems, the words I live by. Protein and fiber in every meal makes losing weight no big deal. End quote.
Ooh,
it truly is. And fiber cuts and eliminates carbs. So fiber is basically this thing that when you want high fiber foods, what it does is it takes carbs, fat, and calories, and it fucking sucks them up like a sponge, and it pushes out of your body. So like you go to the bathroom and it all comes out. So the more fiber in the food.
Yeah, fiber helps you shit, right?
It helps, but it makes you shit because
yeah.
it's a sponge. So it gets all the bad stuff, all the carbs, all the calories, all the fat and oils. It sucks up everything like a sponge and it releases it from your body. But it also, mm-hmm. your cholesterol, fiber is the main thing you want to look for. So if something has 10 grams of carbs, but 5 grams of fiber, it's really only 5 net carbs because the fiber cancels out the carbs.
Calm down.
Okay, guys, I want to talk about Row Body. Everyone knows that I'm on my fitness journey. You're not only eating fiber, I'm not only going to the gym, but I'm also getting a little help from my friends over at Row Body. Everyone knows I was doing a weight loss treatment program prior to me going to the gym, and I want to get back on it because it really helped me. You know, and I was facing some kind of like health issues, and I wanted to kind of like nip that in the bud. And I just need a little encouragement. So if you're in the market for, you know, some weight loss assistance, I'll say with injections, Row Body provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Row Body program pairs weekly shot with a healthy lifestyle change so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off.
Yeah, so over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight, and the Row Body program members have support through the process. So Row's partner handles all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered, and if eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions that you guys might have. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. So this means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms.
That's right. So I was easy. So what I did is I went online. I kind of filled out what I needed to fill out and got the answer all the questions to identify which option was right for me. And then if they check out your insurance, if your insurance covers it, then that's great. And they can proceed from there. Basically, everything's done online. It makes it super, super simple. So you can sign up online from the comfort of your home. It means no scheduling, doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 50 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/snooki. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/snooki. I'm in full panic mode. It is 69. It's 70 degrees out in New York City right now. The sun is shining. Look at my plant. She's sunbathing right now over there.
Oh, I know. So it's literally summer right now. It's like 65 degrees. I walked Rocky today and I was like, oh, and like, I'm not bathing suit ready. I'm not.
I mean, I'm
nowhere near.
Let's see if I have a muscle yet. Hold on. No. Yeah, a little bit.
Ooh, I see a little bit.
There.
Go this way. Go that way. Go up top.
No.
Almost a little bump.
There. When the weather gets warmer, it's like reminds you have to like, oh fuck. So we're on panic mode, Crusaders. Like literally, you can get a text.
Damn
like, you can get a text in like 15 minutes for a pool party, and we're not gonna be ready.
No, and I'm so upset because I had my period this week. I ended up eating a tub of ice cream. You know the Ben and Jerry's is big. I ate the whole thing.
You got to get the not the Ben and Jerry's. What is it called? It's a Halo. Halo top. They're only 60, like 100 calories for the whole thing.
Right, well, I didn't have that in my fridge or my freezer, and I just took it and I ate it, and I felt terrible.
Like Shamu. But yeah, so this is what's scary now. It's so nice and warm out, and it can happen at any minute when you least expect it. The pool party notice can come up. People are going to want to go, like, you know, outside. You're going to be sweating like a pig sitting there. So I think now it's we're in crisis mode, ladies, and I think we need to all band together and support one another in these dark times.
Yes, and do the cardio. And
honestly, the
cardio is so easy because I'm on Peloton, so you get to stream things now. So I'm watching Netflix. I'm watching the show called Away. I think it's Away. It's about astronauts. I'm like obsessed with space right now. So I'm doing all that. I'm watching Away. And then, just like watching your shows. And then by the time your show is done or your movie, you walked an hour. And look at you, girl.
Yeah, well, I don't do much cardio because I hate it. But what I do is I try to make the most of my time on the cardio.
I enjoy walking. You don't like walking on the treadmill? Like watching a show.
My trainer makes me put it like, I have to like climb to the ceiling. He puts it like this. So I have to climb up the fucking mountain.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I go on an incline 8 at like a 3.
So, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And you're dying.
I did a 7 and a 4 today, but yeah, I try to do the same thing. The incline. And the thing is I got yelled at because if you hold on to the machine while you're doing it, it completely cancels out what you're supposed to be doing. You're not allowed to.
No, you're not supposed to hold on.
I hold on to this like this, and I walk the whole like.
No, you're not 85.
I know, so you can't hold on because that's your cooling won't get bigger if you hold on.
So you want a big coolie?
I want a fat ass, a small waist, and big shoulders. I want to look like
big shoulders.
Yeah, I want to you want a V shape. That's how boys look. So yeah, so I'm in crisis mode trying to get my fitness together and making sure that I can stay youthful. I have to drink from the fountain of youth from now on.
I love it. Same. Wait, but there's something that I wanted to talk about and I don't know what's happening. Kate Middleton.
I know. Thank you for bringing
it up. What is happening? Everyone's saying she's missing. Now all the crime junkies are like, she's dead. She's a robot now. Like, what is happening?
I know what happened. I found out the tea.
You know her? Did you call her?
I didn't call her, but I FaceTimed someone from Buckingham Palace.
Prince Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so what is happening?
I know what's happening. And no one's, and I'm telling you now, I know everything. And I see everything. And it's something I have. It's a third sense I have.
All right, say it.
Okay. There was an affair.
How do you know?
I'm telling you, Prince William, is that his name? Prince William has
By the way, he's not aging good. He's like bald and shit. Terrible.
Prince William cheated on Middleton and is having an affair with this woman, right?
How do you know?
I just know this. So she said she's in line to be the queen, right? And she's been a Brit her whole entire life. She's been a British woman. She's not doing nothing getting in the way of her becoming that queen. He can fuck all the bitches he wants on the side. He's hoping that she gets out of him cheating will get her out of the divorce. It's all meditated by the inside family. They're trying to get her out, like they did Princess Diana. They don't want her to be the queen. So
what?
I'm telling what's happening. He's been and the woman that he's cheating on with is pregnant.
How do you know this? No one's saying this.
This is what's going on. I know what's happening.
How do you know?
Trust me. She got them kids out of there. She did an abdominal thing, whatever. She took those kids away and she's with the kids. Hi, she's not going back. She's not stepping to spotlight. She's not doing her job. She goes, she's saying, I'm going to fucking hiding. Figure your shit out. Or I'm not fucking coming back. But she's not
going to. How do you know this?
I'm telling you, Nicole, I'm telling you. She's not going to give him a divorce.
How do you know? You're literally making this up.
This is what I think and what I've heard. From inside
sources. From who?
Inside sources in Hollywood.
I can't.
Listen. Okay. So she is.
You heard it here first on It's Happening.
Yeah. She's saying, fuck this. Fuck this. I'm not coming back. Figure shit out. There's nothing's getting in the way of me. I'm not going fucking nowhere. And no, I'm
going to kill her.
Nothing's gonna be yes. So this is what's happening. They're trying to kill her out.
Oh no!
I guarantee. And then the guy's cheating. He wants a divorce. They're trying. It's a just as trajectory as Princess Diana happened. And he said something. He had a quote back in the day. So he said something like, or I don't know who I saw it from, but someone said they saw a trajectory of the same thing happening for her as what happened with
Diana. Oh, I think I read that somewhere.
Yeah. So basically. She's has balls in her court and she's saying, bitch, I ain't doing shit. I ain't showing up for this re-engagement. I'll do this and whatever's called for me to do, but nothing else to scare him into to setting him straight because she don't care who about him anymore. It's about becoming queen. She wants to become the queen and nothing's going to stand in her way. He can fuck all the hoes he wants. And she's just done with it. She's like, I'm taking my kids.
Yeah, but who's banging him?
Some other troll. Some other
thirsty
troll.
Who the heck is banging him?
Some other thirsty troll that wants to become queen. Whoever.
Clearly thirsty.
Whoever he marries is going to become the queen.
Yeah, but they're already married.
Yeah, but he's trying to get he's trying to make it so bad for her that she wants a divorce.
I don't know.
Because they don't want her having.
That's a wild theory.
I'm telling you. If I'm right, I get.
See, I thought she got abducted by aliens or something.
No. It's just regular old British drama. Cheating, like scandal in the family. I mean, that's why she's editing those pictures because I don't know why she's editing pictures.
Okay. So that's that.
Can we talk about Lindsay?
You heard it here first.
Lindsay Lohan is back on the scene and she's going every show looking hotter than ever.
I love her so much. When she starts doing like a tour, actually she was just in the city. We just missed her.
And she's teasing a new Freaky Friday.
Yes, bitch, it's happening. So I wonder if she's gonna be the mom now, and then she has a kid, and then what's her name's the grandma?
Could be.
She's not gonna be the kid anymore.
I think she probably would. I think that's why she wants to revise her role. Don't you think it would be like her, like another thing in the future? It happened again in her career, and like the woman that she always wanted to become, or maybe it's them in the future.
I think it's them in the future.
No, because then they would know each other and they wouldn't be having the Freaky Friday. Oh, they knew each other at the show. Did they know?
No, Lindsay and her daughter would now do a Freaky Friday and she would run to her mom like, it happened again.
To Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes.
Well.
And it better not be a musical. If it's a musical, I'm going to be pissed off.
Why? Was it a musical last time?
No, because Mean Girls, the new Mean Girls is a freaking musical. And it wasn't awful, but... it wasn't great. So when they do this new Freaky Friday pickup, I want it not to be musical.
Can I talk about something somber?
What's somber, like Sam?
Yeah, there's a missing child, a missing boy, a missing man. He's in Nashville. I'm so sick over this. I don't know why, but there's this missing, his name's Riley. Let me look this up, hold on.
How old?
22 years old. He's there on a frat trip in Nashville, hanging out. at Luke.
Oh my God! Somebody killed him.
Okay, so Riley Strain is a 22-year-old University of Missouri student. He was drinking with friends downtown in Nashville, and Broadway, on Friday night 1 week ago today, when he walked out of a bar. When he walked out of a bar, crossed a nearby street, police said he hasn't been seen since. Basically, got kicked out of the bar. He was drunk. He was like drunk, but like his friends hung out with him. When you know your friends, when you're like when you're. And even if you are really, really drunk, you still don't act that way. He said, so he was acting like really, really drunk at the bar. They think someone drugged him. Security threw him out of the back door and wouldn't let his friends come with him. They said, no, you guys got to go out of the front door. They wouldn't let him. They threw him out of the door. And
because that's not shady.
Right. So then by the time the friends left the bar to go get him around the corner, he was gone.
He was gone.
He was gone. And they have videos.
No, so the bouncers must have been in on it. So they were like, nope, you're out of here. And then somebody picked him up and now he's trafficked.
No, I don't think it's not trafficking.
What do you think it is?
It's like I got something bad happened. I'm praying to God. I don't know why I'm so invested in this. Maybe because we go there a lot, and I bring my niece out there, and like all our friends always go there. And that, you know, I do a lot of work out there.
Oh, so it's scary. That kind of hits like close to home for us, I feel, because we love Nashville. Absolutely.
So the bartender said he's been overserved. And then everyone's been looking for him. They tried to do a police report. The Nashville police wouldn't let them file a police report because he wasn't 24 hours missing. But like literally his friend was like, so the security footage of him all over the city, walking and running and falling over, all over. And then his
friend- By himself?
By himself, just walking and falling down on the ground. People are just walking past him, looking at him. He's like fell on the ground, got back up, ran. And then I guess his phone died. And that last his phone was seen was near the water. So they've been looking in the water. They didn't see him in the water. Like he probably.
He was wasted and like fell asleep and then.
Say that happens more than not. Then these cases are never like told.
Oh,
about.
That's terrible. So this poor kid's mother. How long has he been missing?
Since Friday, 1 week today. So his friend, mother on the news, crying hysterically, begging for her life, begging for her son's life.
Oh, I can't imagine.
It is the most heart-wrenching thing.
No, can you send this to me? I need to cry.
Yeah, just Google for Riley Strain.
I feel like crying today.
So I said a
prayer. That is awful.
Mommy. This is him. I said a prayer to him, mommy last night.
What a sin.
About him.
He looks so young.
Luke Bryan had to make a statement, but it was a very, very neutral statement. He didn't like really put any feeling into it because they don't want to be held responsible for it.
Why would they be held responsible? Oh, it's his bar?
It's his bar, yeah. But it's like owned by a big restaurant group. I mean, the shady security guards that like, you know, here's a great idea. Let me throw out a young kid.
Wasted.
And they probably even do this to women. I'm saying, if they did this to a woman, she could have been sexually trafficked. I mean, it kind of is a guy too. I'm not saying it can't. I'm saying these, they kicked them out. That's a smart thing to do. Someone who's belligerent, throw them out on the street without, call the police and have them escorted home or get them home a safe way.
Yeah.
Stop. I mean, if you're by themselves, at least make sure they have a friend with them to take care
exactly.
of them. This guy was fucked up.
Yeah.
He wasn't causing fights and he wasn't doing, he was just fucking stumbling at the bar. They cut him off because they thought he was too drunk.
No, fuck that.
And the parents.
If I was the mother, I would do a full investigation of the place.
Oh,
like,
no.
Sorry. And then I would start killing people.
It's horrible.
Because that's crazy.
Think about, like, you know, you're cut off. At least you're there security. You're there not. Oh, hi, Squishy.
Hi,
Joey.
Hi,
Daddy.
Hi, my son. You think that, you know, they're all on a power trip there. So, we're going to kick him out. And it's just masculine thing. And it's such a favorite for women. Like, they treat men like shit there. Oh, like,
Well, the bouncers need to be held accountable. They need to, like, get investigated. Like, what the hell happened? Like, someone's got to get in trouble here. That's crazy.
And it's the thing is, like, if you're kicking someone out that's that drunk, be responsible. It's your They just don't want him getting hurt or dying in the bar. Once he gets out of the bar, they don't care what happens to him. At least find his friends or let one of his friends go with him. So you're basically asking for people to get hurt and go missing by just letting them, knowing they're not coherent and just throwing them out onto the street where anything can happen to them. So there is a level of responsibility that has to be taken from these people.
Wait, so this was Luke Bryan's bar?
Luke Bryan's bar he was at.
Oh, God bless the family, the poor mother.
I just pray that he's found somewhere or like he just made me. I hope that he was just continue the party and he's probably on I pray that he's on a meth binge somewhere with shady people. TikTok is on the chopping block, mama.
I heard this. What is everyone going to do for a job?
I don't know. I feel bad for those people that make a living on the Tic Tac. But
wait, so why
it went
aren't
to
they doing
Congress.
this now?
Okay, and again, Joey knows everything. This has nothing to do with stealing information or whatever. It has to do with the Republicans being Asian phobic. Xenophobic?
What?
Of Asians.
What's that have to do with Asians, though?
Because it's a Chinese-owned company. So they remember the Chinese balloon flew over the house? Remember the Chinese balloon flew over the house?
Yes.
And and the Republicans, all Trumpsters, got wild about it and were like, they're stealing our information, they're grooming our kids, they're taking our whatever. So this is all right. Because it's a Chinese-owned company and they're a rich, powerful thing. It's a power struggle thing about them having something that's them controlling such making so much money off American people. And their government, you know what I mean? Their money. It's all about money and being racist and—
Oh yeah, everything's about money. It's disgusting.
So if you watch the arguments, this one guy, Cotton, his last name's Cotton, is this the owner of TikTok.
Peter Cottontail?
Yeah, Peter Cottontail. The owner of TikTok is from Singapore, which is not, has nothing to do with China. It's its own country. It's its own separate thing. And they're like, wait, and this guy's making us look so fucking dumb. He's like, he's just like grilling him. Do you have ties to China? Do you have a Chinese passport? He goes, no, I'm from Singapore. I'm from Singapore. That's like saying, are you from, are you Polish? You're like, no, Nicole. It's like, no, what ties to Poland do you have? Like, it's like, has nothing to do with that. And they're just, just because he's Asian, they are pigeonholing him and not misgendering him, whatever it's called. And making this big deal about it. So like, I don't know what it is, but what comes down to, it has nothing to do with our like stealing the information. That's how the fucking algorithms fucking work. They get what your patterns are. And that's how all the advertisers make money. That's how every brand in the fucking world makes money. Louis Vuitton or Loewe or fucking Physicians Formula, whatever fucking company it is. That's how algorithms work. They find out what your patterns are, what you're looking at. And they target sales ads to you to like buy the shit. Or if I'm interested in knitting, and I want to see more knitting content. So that's how what TikTok is works. So you're scrolling through, it's like, oh, I love this. And you see more knitting content because I like knitting. That's what it's about. They're not stealing your fucking, touching your kids or fucking with your identity. And it, you know, like what could they be taking that to, they know, like, what are you doing that's so shady that they care what the fuck you're doing? You have a cell phone that you carry around with you all fucking day that listens to you. It's doing the same fucking thing.
Your cell phone definitely listens to you because yeah. I'll say something like, let's say I'm looking for a baking class for my daughter, because I actually am looking for baking classes for my daughter because she loves to bake. So I was talking about baking classes, and then all of a sudden I go on Facebook and there's a baking class group I should join. I'm like, are you freaking
crazy? That's
for
how
real?
It works. It's
crazy.
That's what we love about the internet. What we love about technology is because we're able to have these things. It's not creepy listening to you. It's a way, I mean, a little bit, but they're like, then don't say
it is a little creepy.
Yeah, but don't say shit that you don't want said. Anyway.
About a baking class?
No, not a baking class. I'm saying that this is how you like this technology and you want it to be, have the user experiences
Do you work here?
Yes, these user experiences. It's something
like I work here.
These user experiences.
It's like you're in a meeting.
That's how it is with these companies. If you want the technology to keep advancing, just don't get mad because the Chinese are smarter than us and they have better fucking technology and they're more educated and they're great at doing this. Don't get mad at them because they're making more money. Step your pussy up, America, and fucking start making shit again. You put one man on the fucking moon and you act like you fucking ran everything and you're embarrassment. Not to get political at all, but it's like, this is exactly what it comes down to. You're jealous that they're smarter than you. You're jealous they're making more money than you. And you're making stories up just to be fucking xenophobic and racist against Asians because fucking Trumpsters are fucking nut jobs and all racist. That's what it all comes down to. I don't want TikTok to go. I would like it to go because I'm getting shadow banned every time I curse on there. I get yelled at. They know, I get no likes on my stuff. Like, I'm always like, I'm over it. Everything I post, I get 400 likes.
I'm hardly on TikTok, I feel.
No, because I get 400 views on my shit. It's like, why am I going to put all this work into making these Tic Tacs? And they tell me I can't, no, they're not going to show it to anyone.
You would be great at debates, I feel. You get very passionate.
Well, just because I see what happens. And I don't get involved. It doesn't matter to me, Nicole. You know, honestly, because we can say what we want. And I think we're able to say because there's no lying about it, no way around it. We're very, very privileged people. We're very, you know, so we sit from like a thing. It doesn't really affect it's you know what I mean? Like all these things don't affect a lot of people. We're in the 1%. Do you know what I mean? So these like laws.
What do you mean, like TikTok?
No, just in general, like you know, like people get all up in arms about, you know, and about the laws and the rules and taxes and all the other stuff. I don't know. I think everyone gets
taxes touched suck.
Yeah, everyone gets touched by it. But I think, you know, a lot of times, like, you know, when you kind of have, when you're privileged and have money, it's like a lot of those things don't matter, don't really affect your life. That's what I'm saying.
All right, so we're going to look at text messages this week because last week we did voicemails. But I feel like it was so hard to hear you guys, but we got it. So this week we'll do text messages.
Yes.
And I don't know who this is from, but somebody from Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh. Says,
hey, guys, when will you go on tour again? Well.
Well.
We have some good news. We are actually trying to book our first show. We don't know when it's going to be because there's a ton of dates. But should we say where, maybe?
Well, do we know where?
Maybe PA?
Pennsylvania?
We've never went to Pennsylvania before.
Kentucky.
So we might be doing a show in PA coming back. But we are working on our live show. So everybody get ready. It's going to be a hot mess.
I'm so excited. I would like to go to some party cities as well. I'm definitely going to try to do the Paramount again in Long Island. But I would love to go to Texas. I'd love to go to Nashville. I'd love to go to California. Wherever we can go. Next question.
There's one for you. Let's see. From San Francisco, California. Hi, Joey. I just want to say thank you for sharing so much about your grief of mommy all these years. I lost my mom to cancer 4 months ago, and it just makes me feel better to know I can cry and be sad and miss her forever to my best friends. Life without mommy is sad and sucks. Love you all. I've listened since Naturally Nicole days when Joey was really poor and sad.
Oh, my God.
No, that's like way back in the day.
I know. We've been doing this for 10 years.
Remember how poor you were?
Yeah. I used to bring my own wine to the bar.
Do you want to say something to her? That was really sweet.
Yes. You know what, baby? It's going to be, life doesn't change. It never gets easier. And you never stop missing them. Your life goes on.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
It goes on with that. It's weird to say, but it's like a rebirth of yourself. It's a new, like your life, you're like, you kind of, you, that life you knew kind of dies with the loss of your mother. And then it's sad to say, but it's also a rebirthing. It's a new way to live on without her, but also honoring her and knowing that she's there. It's almost like, you know, she's always there watching. Mm-hmm. She's always there. You can always scream. I always scream for her. She doesn't respond. So there's a lot of make-believe that happens, but you know, in your own mind, there's time that there, you find a happy way to soothe your soul and be at peace with it in your new life. So if that makes sense, you know, it'll never be the same on this earth, unless Elon Musk fixes something. But
can you imagine? That would be amazing.
Yes, I can. I'm sure it can happen. But
I can see it happening.
I'm thinking of you and mommy's with my mom now. They're probably stealing things from the mall.
Well, I did. I haven't had a sign of nanny lately. And I saw two ladybugs. One last night because I yelled at her. I was like, where are you? I yelled at her and I had a ladybug in my bed last night. And then another one today working out after the cold plunge.
Oh.
She was watching me. All right, here's another one from Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Joey and Nicole. You guys are my favorite podcast. Thanks, girl. I wait for every week. I have a question for you guys about something. My boyfriend likes to go 50-50 on things. I was never raised like that, and he will pay for our most expensive dinners, but sometimes he is too much 50-50. Is this normal, or am I just being a brat?
I've been very opinionated already, but do you want to give your thoughts, or do you want me to, you say first?
I mean, I don't mind, like, you know, going 50-50 here and there, but like all the time, like, no, I don't like that.
I agree.
But like me, I'm different because like I love paying for everything and I love doing that. And when Gianni does, I'm like, stop. But yeah. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm old school. I don't like that.
There's a couple of factors that can be coming to. I think in the, traditionally in the role, I'm assuming that you're both cis male and female. And yeah, traditionally the male pays for everything. However, this new day and age, people are working. Both people are working, and maybe that's his way of honoring your, you know, that your equal rights, doing things like that. But also
50-50? Now you gotta spoil her a little bit.
No, no, for sure. I think most times, like he said, most times with expensive things that he does pay for it. But also, how long, I also takes into question, how far along is this relationship? Like, are you guys saving up for a house together? Like, are your finances together? It seems like it's pretty new. And I don't know, maybe that's just how it is. It would probably weird me out a little bit. I mean, I'd be fine paying for it, but maybe that's what makes him unique. I don't know.
50-50.
Can you imagine?
I mean, I love doing that with girlfriends.
No, it's Dutch is weird. Like, in a relationship, that's weird. Or that, or just like one person.
Like a romantic one. Like, I wouldn't, I don't think I would like that all the time. Or like, he could pay for one thing and then I'll pay for the next, kind of like swapping. But I feel like that's like more of like a friendshipy thing.
Yeah.
I mean, don't know.
It's definitely strange.
Everybody's different.
Feel it out. If you really like them, stick with it. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, but it is something.
Yeah, it's not awful.
It is an ick, but you know.
It's a little ick. Yeah. Oh, this is a good one because we probably did this together. So this is Sharon from Pennsylvania. She says, I might be late, but my name's Sharon. But my friends call me. What was that?
Kate Middleton.
All right. Sharon says, I want to know about your dirtiest bender ever. How many days you were drinking and how many days you didn't shower in result?
Oh, my God.
Bitch.
I have.
God. Your dirtiest bender.
I think one of it had to be in Vegas. I was there for like a week and a half.
And you didn't shower for a week and a half.
Oh no, I showered, but I didn't think in the pool or the jacuzzi. Like I didn't like, maybe I showered, but my bender, I mean, that what I consider a bender is getting fucking mucked every day.
Every day. Without stopping. Every day. Yeah.
I think Vegas was that, and then I got so sick, like I caught the flu or something, and I had to stay for an extra 3 days just locked in my room. So those, like, I think that was my first time. I think over the years, I mean, I've had, the thing is, I can't go, but you know what I mean? A bender for me is like, I can go 24 hours and stop drinking. Like I go like without sleeping sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I could do like 2 days because during filming, you know, we're like drinking and doing that. And then you wake up and then you go again, totally fine. But as I get older, I can't really do it. So yeah, it's not great. Back in the day though, oh my God, we'd be like drinking for like 3 weeks straight. Yeah. Like Jersey Shore, like that. Filming Jersey Shore back in the day were benders.
Benders,
for sure.
Yeah.
But I did shower. I made sure to shower.
I think the hangover, I think more, the word not showering part, that's not when you're bendering. I think that's the hungover nightmare in the bed. I've like not left my bed or showered for probably a week after a bad hangover. Like literally just ordered
food. A week?
Probably like laid in my bed and like locked myself in my room and just ordered food like day after day after day. I was really hungover and like I was like,
oh, yeah. And then you're like depressed and sleeping pills, anxious. And it's, like,
sleeping 24 hours a day. So I think that'd be more than I know showering, but we can't do that anymore because you know what, girls? We're eating fiber. We're working out. We're getting.
We're healthy.
We're getting bikini ready. We're walking uphill both ways and we're going to find Kate Middleton. So we have no time. Ain't nobody got time.
And we're cold plunging.
Yeah, and we're cold plunging. It's a new us. Well, ladies, we have to get out of here because Nicole's kids are multiplying by the second.
My house is a nightmare.
But we love you, girls. Make sure to check out, if you're not in the Long Island area today, make sure to go on over to watch the ribbon cutting ceremony at Snoopy's new boutique in Huntington, New York. Make sure to book us on Cameo, cameo.com on the website, not on the app. And check it. Please follow my new Instagram account, Kiki Cuisine. So I'm starting a new cooking.
Calm down.
At the end of the month, KIKIKUISNE on Instagram. And we love you, girl.
It's happening.